Pastor Varun and Pastor Don LaHopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Today I would like to continue to talk about what Jesus has done for us on the cross. I want to remind you one more time that if you really grab a hold of this teaching, it will definitely change your life. You will live a victorious life on earth. You will be like a giant killer. Amen. How many people want to have victory in this life? Amen. God has already given us the victory in this life through the provision of the cross. Last night, we learned that the Lord Jesus Christ was punished so that we might be forgiven. Amen. So if you are in Christ, when you are in Christ, your sins are forgiven. Last night we also learned from the Bible that by His stripes, by His wounds, we were healed. We have been healed. Therefore, as a Christian, we can believe in living in a divine health. Every morning when I woke up, I claim this scripture. I will live a healthy life. I don't accept sickness. Amen. Because Jesus has died for me already. Last night, we also learned that Jesus died our death on the cross so that we might have life. And not only life, but have it more abundantly and eternal life in the next life and the next world. Amen. How many people want life on earth here? You don't want to live in death. Is that right? We want to have life on earth. And last night, we also learned that the Lord Jesus Christ did so many things that we can grab a hold by faith. This is all come by faith. Last night we learned that Jesus Christ received our sin, or bore our sin on His body, so that we might be the righteousness of God. Amen? Amen. So tonight we continue to learn what else that Jesus has done for us. How many people get excited about knowing this? Amen. You need to claim this thing every day. And you tell people, your friend who don't know Jesus, about this good news. This is the good news. Amen. I'm telling you the good news. The next one that we want to learn is in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. The Bible reads, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that you through His poverty might become rich." The Bible says that Jesus became poor with our poverty. No, poverty is one of the evil consequences of sin. That we might become rich with His glorious riches. This is an exchange that happened between we and Jesus on the cross. Everyone say exchange. Exchange. On the cross, Jesus received our poverty. And at the same time, He wants to give us the riches of God. When I talk about this, I want to explain something here. Don't misunderstand that when Jesus was walking on earth, He was poor. No. Maybe He doesn't have a $1 million cash in His hand. He may not have a lot of money in the bank account, but He has enough, more than enough to do His ministry. Do you remember one time He sent His disciple out to preach the gospel? And He asked this question, "Are you in lack when I send you out?" I will read the scripture to you so you understand that He, Jesus, and His disciple were not in lack at all. They were not poor when they were walking on earth. And He said to them, "When I send you out without money, bag, knapsack, and sandals, did you lack anything?" So they said, "Nothing." Did the disciple lack anything? No, they did not lack anything. Is that right? And even Jesus, in His ministry, He had enough money to give to the poor. John chapter 13, verse 29, the Bible says that He should give something to the poor. You mean that the disciple should give something to the poor. Do you know that Jesus was not poor when He was walking on earth? And He can make money in the unconditional way. Do you know that He can get coins from the mouth of the fish? Do you know that He feed 5,000 people with only 5 loaves and 2 fish? Was He lacking? No. He has more than enough when he was walking on earth. He was not poor. Amen. But why the Bible say that he became poor so that we might be rich? When did he become poor? The answer is at the cross. But before I explain to you, Jesus became poor at the cross. I want to give you the definition of the word poverty first. The absolute poverty. The absolute poverty, the definition of absolute poverty is in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 48. One of the curses of sin is poverty. And the Bible described the meaning of poverty this way. Therefore, you shall serve your enemies, whom the Lord will send against you, in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, and in need of everything, and he will put a yoke of iron on your neck until he has destroyed you. This is a curse. Everyone say, hunger, thirst, nakedness, in need of everything. Did these four things happen to Jesus on the cross? Yes. When he was arrested, he did not eat for 24 hours. He did not have food to eat. Not only that, on the cross, he did not have any water to drink. And the Bible even say in the book of John, chapter 19, verse 28, I thirst. He was so thirsty. He did not have anything to drink. He did not have anything to eat. And the Bible say that the soldier pulled his clothes out and left only the underwear. And they tear the clothes and cast lot to who going to get his garment. He was naked on the cross. And at that time, Jesus did not own anything at all. He did not have a house. He did not have a car. He did not have a refrigerator. You even have more than him right now. Amen. If you complain you don't have anything, you have more than him right now. He did not have anything on the cross that day. He was in need in everything. He was poor so that we might be rich. Let's look at what the Bible say in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, and God is able to make, I like this scripture very much. It's one of my favorite scripture. You know, I preach this, you should be excited. You look so excited here. Jesus became poor so you might be rich, everyone sitting. Really? Okay. Yeah, I think so. You should get excited. Yeah, amen. Can I hear amen? Can you respond to the teaching a little bit? Say amen. I tell you one thing. When you respond, when you get excited about the word of God, it will become real to your life.
Amen.
And you sit there and you just come in the right ear. I don't care. Go into the right ear. Go out to the left ear. It's not going to happen to you. You need to grab a hold.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. For me. Amen. Hallelujah. Get excited about the word of God. Amen. 2 Corinthians. You know, when I listen to a sermon, I always say amen. Why do I say amen? Because for me. This is for me.
Amen.
Amen. It's not from friend who sit close to me a lot only. For me too. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Mean you, everyone here.
Amen.
That you always, everyone say always.
Always.
Having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work.
Amen.
Amen. Is God able? He's able. Amen. Not just barely have it. Have more than enough. He is the God of El Shaddai. God is the El Shaddai, the God of more than enough.
Amen.
Have left over.
Amen.
Amen. Run over the cup. When you put water in the cup, the water come out from the cup. He is the God of running over.
Amen.
Look so excited. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Every always all. Amen. For every good work. Amen. Hallelujah. So, this is something God wants to give to you. We give our poverty to Jesus by faith. Everyone say, by faith.
By faith.
But before I go on about by faith, you know, I studied the Bible long enough. I realize now that when the Bible says faith, it's not only about the heart, but it's about action too. Faith without action is death. Therefore, when we talk about faith, start from our heart, confess with our mouth, and take action. Amen. Everyone say, faith starts in my heart. Confess with my mouth. And I take action. Amen. So by faith, amen, you shall be rich. Amen. Hallelujah. When I say you shall be rich, I don't mean that you have a lot of cash in your hand, millions of dollars. I don't mean that you have a lot of money in the stock market. But what I mean is that you will have enough for yourself and also left over to help other people. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Everyone say, I have more than enough for myself.
I
have more than enough to help other people. Is it excited?
Yes.
That is what happened to me and Pastor Da. นี่คือสิ่งที่เกิดขึ้นกับอาจารย์ดากับผม Amen. Amen. How many people want to experience the greater blessing? Everyone say greater blessing.
Greater.
Let me read the scripture to you. What is a greater blessing? Actually, I want to produce a Thai CD, a series called Greater Blessing. I'm going to read the scripture to you. What is the greater blessing? Okay? And don't be shocked. Acts chapter 20, verse 35. Remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. What is a greater blessing?
Amen.
Giving, is that right?
Amen.
Amen. So God is a good God. He became poor so that you might be rich. When I say rich, mean you have more than enough. Everyone say rich.
Rich.
Abundance.
Abundance.
So that we have more than enough left over to give to other people. Therefore, if you want to walk in that realm of God, the realm of the heaven, you must be generous people. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know that I come here to give to you?
Yes.
I don't come here to get any money from you. ท่านรู้ไหมผมมาที่นี่มาให้กับท่าน I don't expect money from you. I come only to give. Actually, last night when I went back to the hotel, I told my wife this. You know, I come here. I'm so happy that I can give my life, my anointing, and everything of my life to this group of people. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. And you know, when you have that kind of heart, God gonna trust you. พระเจ้าจะไว้ใจท่าน and He will put even more money, more anointing, everything that you need into your hand, so you can give more. You can give more. Give more. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So how many people believe now that you will not lack? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's exciting. Amen. That is another thing that Jesus did for us. He became poor on the cross so that we might be rich. Rich from His riches. Let me ask this question. How much does God have? You think He is richer than MGM? I heard that MGM own about 13 buildings here, and they're 17. And MGM gonna plan to own another altogether 33 buildings. Is that right? I want to tell you the good news. Your dad in heaven is richer than MGM.
Amen.
Amen. He owns the universe. Amen. Now let's look at another subject here about what Jesus did for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Another thing that Jesus did for us. How many people after you listen like this, you love Jesus even more? Jesus loved us so much. Amen. That's why He did all these things on the cross for us. Amen.
Amen.
I like the song that the children sing. Who know how to sing that song?
Jesus loves
me. No. Bible tell me so. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. The Bible tells me so. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible also continues to say that Jesus bore our shame so that we might share the glory of God. This is about emotion now. On the cross, Jesus was put to shame so that the exchange will happen, that we can receive the glory of God. Do you know that shame is one of the most terrible emotional sickness that man can have? When I talk about shame, it can vary from many degrees, from little one to the big one. I give you example. You may walk into the room and you feel kind of embarrassed because you don't, everyone else wear very expensive clothes, but you just come in with a t-shirt and jeans and slipper. It's just, we call embarrassment. Like, just feel a little bit shame there. But it's just a temporary thing. Also, a lot of people live in shame, live in the sense of unworthiness. I'm not worthy. I am just another number in this church. Oh, I'm just a poor person in this world. I speak with accent in America. A lot of people call people who move to America in Thai, Korean. Is that right? They call Asian people who come to America, Korean. Korean mean, it's a slang in the Thai community. It means second-class citizen. And I remember that when I was working at University of Washington at that time, I just came to America only 2 months. I was walking into the ICU. And then a group of doctors walk in, and I was so new, I was speaking with strong accent. My English must be much improved now compared to 17 years ago. They walk in and they look at me from the top of my head to the bottom of my toes, like this. And the whole group look at me like a UFO from another world. They look down on me. You know, the first reaction, I feel so unworthy. They discriminated me. But suddenly, I heard the voice of God in my heart. Son, forgive them. You don't need to feel unworthy, because you are a son of the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. When I heard that voice, my chest go up. My chin go up. And I smile back to them. And after that, they all became my friend. Do you know, if you feel unworthy, you're going to walk like this. Your eyes is on the ground all the time. When people come around, you kind of walk and stay away from people. I'm unworthy. I'm just Korean. I'm just a second-class citizen. No, you are not second-class citizen in America. Amen. You are the son and daughter of the King of all kings. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Jesus, he was put to shame on the cross so that you might have the glory of God. Amen. Everyone say, I have. The glory of God. Now, you know the glory? What does it mean, the glory? Do you understand the word glory mean? The word glory mean the manifestation of the excellency of God. The Holy Spirit is in you, and He radiates the glory of God out of your life. Amen?
Amen.
Can I see you sit like a son and daughter of the living God? Amen. When you walk into any place, don't walk in like, you walk in like this. I'm a citizen of heaven.
Amen.
Amen. When I walk into the hospital, they cannot say that I am just an Asian doctor. I walk in like this. I'm a son of God. Yeah. Not the son. I'm a son of God. The son only Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endure the cross, despising the shame, has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He is willing to was put to shame. Do you know that dying on the cross is the most shameful death in the whole universe? How? You need to understand the history. Dying on the cross, the Roman Empire put the cross on the side of the freeway, compared to today, freeway. And then the prisoner will have no clothes on them, naked, nailed on the cross. Everyone walk by, คนเดินไป, and yell, and then ridicule, and put down, look at these people as a criminal. Look at what the Bible say, how shameful. Jesus was naked on the cross. He was despised by people. I read the scripture to you. In Matthew chapter 27, 35 to 44, then they crucified him, divided his garments, casting lots that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They divided my garments among them, and my clothing they cast lots. Sitting down, they kept watch over him there. They kept looking at him there. And they put up over his head the accusation written against him, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and another on the left. And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads, saying, "You who destroyed the temple, build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise, the chief priests also mocking with the scribes and elders said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he is the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross. We will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now if he will have him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" Even the robbers who were crucified with him reviled him with the same thing. I really feel bad for Jesus that day. People blaspheme him. People ridiculed him. People mock at him. Do you see from the scripture? He was put to shame on the cross so that we might have the glory of God. The Bible says that God wants to change you from glory to glory to glory to glory. Jesus is coming back for the beautiful, holy bride of Christ. One day, I was standing in the locker rooms in the hospital, and God told me, "Can you do one thing for me?" I cried that day. ผมร้องไห้ Jesus asked me, "Can you go for me to help my churches to become the beautiful bride of the Lord?" How does he do that? Two things. Wash by the water of the word. And not only that, he sent his fire to burn sin, bondage, demonic power, and everything in our life that is not of heaven. And by the fire, he also put the glory of God, the manifestation of the excellency of God into your life. I believe, you know, my wife, I tell you the truth. I'm not lying. I tell you the truth. By my flesh, I don't want to come here. Number one, I don't like Las Vegas by nature. And second thing, I miss my kids. I miss my church up there. ผมคิดถึงโบสถ์ของผม. But my wife said, "But you need to keep coming back to help the church, to prepare them to be the bride of Christ." And it's going to be a snowball, going to roll. I believe that all of you, if you are staying in the word and in the fire, every time I come back, you look different. You change. More love, more humble, more holy. A lot of bad habits start to disappear. Your sickness disappears. You look more glorious. You smile more. You have more joy, more faith. I expect change. I'm looking forward to the holy bride of Christ. Amen. Can we change together? I need to change too. And you need to change from glory to glory to glory until we become the beautiful bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's my calling. I go everywhere. I'm gonna go and burn people. I go and wash with the word, and then burn with the fire. The word come first. The water come first. You know why? Because I want to do like Elijah. You know what did Elijah do? Elijah set up the altar, put the wood on there, and he put water, a lot of water first. And then he called fire from heaven to burn that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. To prove to the prophet of Baal that the fire is a real fire, not man fire. And then he called fire, burn that wet wood. I want to do like Elijah. Amen. Wet you with the water first of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, let me finish this part and come back next time to finish about the cross. Next year. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10. This is what the Bible says about glory. For it was fitting for him, mean for God, for whom all are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing, listen this sentence carefully, in bringing many sons and daughters, you are daughters, to glory. Amen. Everyone say glory.
Glory.
Do you know the Bible say that in the assembly of God, we should say glory. It's in the book of Psalms. We say glory in the assembly. Amen. Because we want to be glorious bride of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone say shame.
Shame.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
But I want glory.
I want glory.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So after the service, I want all of you to walk like a glorious person now.
Amen.
Amen. Another emotional problem, and I think I have to finish here and come back next time because of the time. Do you don't want me to stop? No, I want to have some time to lay hand. That's why I didn't stop. Okay. He helped us another emotional problem. And this problem is a big problem in the world right now. We call rejection. Rejection is a big problem in society right now. You can see all over the place that people feel rejected. Why? Because so many things happen in society. For example, maybe a young mom get pregnant. And then look at the womb inside and say, I don't want this baby. I'm not ready. Oh, I don't want him in this womb at all. I'm thinking about abortion. Do you know that when you think like that in your heart that you don't want the baby knows. And this baby would be born with the sense of rejection. I am rejected by my parents. And this kid's going to grow up walking like this. They just feel that I'm not worthy. No one want me around here because that's what happened to them when they were young. These kids need to be delivered from demonic power. But maybe you did not reject the baby in your womb. But after they start to come out, growing up, because you were not a believer, you act sinful. You began to call your kids like, oh, you will never make it in your life. Oh, you just dumb kid. We talk down on our kids. We never say, I loved you. We never say something good to our kids. We just always say something bad to our kids. And you know, the kids feel rejected from the parents. So they grew up with rejection. Oh, rejection happened in divorce. It's terrible. Do you notice that the kids that grow up in the divorce family have problems? Because the kids feel that my dad rejected my mom. I feel rejected. And they get angry inside. And demon come in. We need to kick all this demon out of there. Amen. Amen. Rejection is a big problem in our society today. But Jesus is the answer. Not education. Education is not the answer. Money is not the answer. You can give them a lot of money. They will not change. Jesus is the answer. Jesus was rejected on the cross so that we are accepted by the Father in heaven. If you know that God loved you, you are accepted by God. You will feel much more secure. Amen? You know, I tell you right now, I know how much God loved me so much that I have to tell you the truth. I don't care anymore what other people think about me. Do you notice that when I preach, I'm bold, and I lay hand, I'm bold. I don't worry, but you hate me or not, and you walk out of here, I don't care. I don't care you walk out of here. You know why? My security is not in you. My security is but that God loved me. Amen. And God accepted me. God loved me. God accepted me. Amen. Jesus was rejected on the cross. The Bible say, Matthew 27, 46 and 50. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Do you know that Jesus Christ did not die because of the pain on the cross? Not because of the wound on the cross. Normally, people die on the cross about 2 to 3 days. But Jesus died within 6 hours. He died out of brokenhearted. Why he was brokenhearted? Because the Father in heaven turned his face away from Jesus. And even Jesus crying out to the Father did not reply. Jesus was with the Father even before the creation of the world. They have good relationship, the Father and the Son. But at that moment, Jesus bore the sin of the whole world because of God's justice. The Father had to turn away his eye from Jesus, cannot look at Jesus anymore. He was full of sin on that day. The Father rejected the Son so that you and I can be accepted by the Father. Everyone say, exchange.
Exchange.
Rejection, go to Jesus. And we receive the acceptance of God into our life. Amen?
Amen.
Before I became a Christian, I did not have self-confidence. I feel kind of low because my dad and my mom always quarreled. They hate each other since I was 6 years old. I grew up in a very broken home. Therefore, I feel so rejected. When I was in high school, I always boast about myself. And then all my friends hated me. Why? Because I feel so insecure. But since I met Jesus in 1980, I found acceptance from the Father. I never forgot that feeling. After I accept Jesus, I was driving home with my wife from that apartment, and I start to sing the American English song about Father and Son. I feel that I have met my Father, and now I am accepted. Amen?
Amen.
The answer for this world is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. I am so glad I become a Christian. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know anyone in this room haven't known Jesus yet. Maybe all of you are believers. Everyone is a believer here or not, I'm not sure. But I want to give you an invitation. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, He loves you so much and He wants to save you. You just simply say to Him, yes, Lord, I call on your name. Come into my life right now. And then you will be saved. You will be saved from sin. You saved from death. You will be saved from rejection. You will be saved from shame. You will be saved from sickness. He loves you. Let me ask this question. Anyone in this room want Jesus to be your Savior? Raise your hand up. I'm not sure anyone in this room will make it to heaven, but I want to make sure that you will go to heaven and you are saved. The Bible says, if you call on the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that Christ was raised from the dead, you shall be saved. I would like to ask you to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart right now. Amen. We need to confess with your mouth to say it so that we will be saved. Pray with me right now. Amen. Lift up your hand to heaven. Lord Jesus, I confess with my mouth. You are my Lord and my Savior. And I believe in my heart that you were raised from the dead. I repent of my sin. I receive you as my Savior. Right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.